Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Yeah, here we are, guys. Let's do this. Oh, we're pumped. We just had a coffee. The show's done. And we had a massive one, Herbie. Don't know why I'm talking like this.
We did indeed. We have started a mission. We're on a mission, I should say. We're in the middle of a mission.
We started a couple, actually, this morning.
We really needed the Golden Valley's help. We are hashtagging Storm to Shep because Aubrey, they said no to them, so we want them here. You'll find out exactly why we want them here, though.
Yeah, the Melbourne Storm, plus Billy, the dude that's on Triple M here in Shepparton, Golden Valley. He's done something in this office that is so disgusting that, again, we asked the listeners to help us out, and my goodness, did they deliver.
They helped out in a big way. And what he did, I think a lot of people can relate to, because I believe in every office there's one person that is similar to him.
He's a pig. Also, we've got a good friend of ours, AB, Annabelle, on to talk about how she was proposed to after her story's gone viral recently.
It is crazy. And one poor lizard in the world has broken a world record for something you just would never want to break the world record for doing.
Yeah, when you realise what it is, our show's got a bit of a theme to it at the moment, doesn't it? Enjoy the catch-up, guys. And we will speak to you tomorrow. Or just press next on the next podcast.
Yeah, keep going. Download.
Keep going.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
I want to launch a massive investigation. And Golden Valley, need your help. It's been a while since we've done an investigation on this show. I'll be honest, it's pretty disgusting, but it needs to be brought to the attention.
And I don't think that we'll be alone. I think there's people out there in the Golden Valley who'll be in similar situations that will want to launch their own investigation after we solve this one.
Agreed. We have a phantom skidder in our office. Mm. Now, I've been in an office with over 200 people, and in an office like that, you don't really care because you can't really narrow it down. It could be anyone. Whereas an office like ours, which has 10 people,
You can tell. And we're not talking about skids out on the road.
Yeah, no.
No, we're talking about the ones that you might see in your toilet bowl.
Now, I get everyone has them, you know, every now and then they don't clean up after themselves. Like, once in a blue moon, you can turn a blind eye. But someone in our office in the male's toilets is doing it every single morning. Now, you and I get in quite early, around 5 o'clock most mornings. There is only you and I in the building and one other bloke, and it's the guy over on Triple M. Now, I'm not going to start pointing fingers yet. So before I do start pointing the finger at him, what I need to ask you, Herbie, because I know it's not me because I haven't gone.
Yeah. I know what time you go. You go after 9.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. My body's...
I know when you go.
It's pretty in sync.
Oh, he's been gone for a while. Yeah.
I just need to make sure it's not you.
No, it's not me.
Have you been going into the boys' toilets and using our toilets?
No, I've been going to the female toilets. I believe that they're more comfortable anyway. You've only got one toilet. I have the option of two. I can change it up. I have not been going to the males' toilets. And if I did, I would clean up after myself.
Not to mention it's a bit weird if you are.
Just, you know, change the scenery. You never know who you run into.
It happened yesterday. I was like, I need to talk about it on the show. And I thought, I saw the bloke wander in there just before. And I just thought during that Lady Gaga, surely not 2 days in a row, you and I just poked our heads in. Describe to the Golden Valley, because you're a female. Describe what you just saw then.
So I walked into the men's toilets. I looked into the bowl and I saw down the left side of the bowl just a brown skinny making its way into the water.
It was
but
feral.
Then a bunch of toilet paper flush. You may have hidden it, but I know what's under there.
But how? There's no one else in the buildings. So how does he not know? Now, Golden Valley, we're going to point the finger straight at one bloke, and it's the guy that's on Triple M right now. The guy's feral. Now, what we want you to do...
Oh, Willie.
And I want to stitch the bloke up, and this is what we're going to do this morning, is you need to call the Triple M number. Now, it's not really ideal in radio to send people to another radio station, but I'm going to do it this morning in the sake of skid marks.
Yep.
Their number is 132710. Now, we can see when their phones light up. If you call that number right now, he'll answer. And you have to say the words, are you the skid mark king? What do we say? Are you the skid marker?
Skid mark. I wouldn't say king.
No, are you the office skid
bandit.
Marker? Yeah.
Are you the skid mark
good
bandit?
Are you the skid mark bandit? The first person to do that and then call us in this studio, I'll give you a Macca's voucher this morning.
And the best thing about this is we have the technology to get his phone calls. So if you call through, we should be able to get the reaction he says on air.
And not to mention his moment when he realises he's been caught out. 13 27 10. Call that number right now. That's the Triple M studio number and ask him, is he this skin nut guy? If you're just tuning in, we just launched a quick investigation into finding who our office skidmark master was, because the bloke over on Triple M, we ended up pointing the finger at him because there's no other guy in the office besides me, and I haven't gone to the toilet. And so we asked you to call 13 27 10, which is actually the Triple M number, and ask him if he's a skidmark master.
And thank you very much, Goulburn Valley, for everyone who has called him. He's not happy. The phone just... We blocked his phone line.
Oh, I love our listeners so much.
Oh, you guys are the best.
He literally just buzzed us so angry. He's literally had to block his phone lines because so many people called him. So to everyone that did call Triple M, we thank you this morning.
And we have to admit, he is the Skidmark master, so...
What a feral bloke. Thank goodness they all you guys listen to Hit.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
A lot of people get proposed to... You'd say probably daily around the world there is people getting proposed to. Even through this whole pandemic, proposals are still happening. And when you think about them, I'm just going off movies and ones that you sort of dream of. The man gets down on one knee, maybe at a dinner, nice restaurant, and asks you if they want to marry you. And you say yes, and it's happily ever after. Sometimes they go extreme and they do fireworks and everything. But that's on the movies.
It should be one of the best moments in many people's lives.
Yeah, you should remember it forever. And hopefully for all the right reasons. But for one of our friends, when we heard she got engaged, we were so happy for her. But then you obviously asked, oh my God, how did he propose? And when she told us that part of the story, both you and I were like, well, that's a bit odd. And it's that odd that now this story has gone international.
Yeah, so we thought we'd get her on the show now. Annabelle Brett, a.k.a. AB, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Good morning, guys.
Now, Annabelle, how were you proposed to?
I'm sure this one will be a classic for us to tell our children someday, but we went for a walk with our dog. We do that every afternoon. Like, we try to put our phones down and go for a walk no matter what. And on the walk, because we didn't have anything on us besides the dog, when the dog went to do his business as he usually does, which is in a really nice spot, by the way, up in Coffs Harbour, like on the beach, he asked me if I could get the dog poo bag out of the poo bag dispenser that's on the lead, and in the poo bag dispenser was the ring.
But you did say yes when he proposed.
Yeah, yeah.
So no poo bag was stopping you on that day?
No, but forever, whenever I see one, I will remember.
Now, I know you and your fiancé, Alex, quite well. Did you expect a lot better from him? Because I feel like you would, AB, and I also feel like Alex is better than that.
Sort of lift the game a bit.
Well, he is romantic, but he can use the excuse of COVID. Like, no restaurants and stuff are open at the moment, obviously. This is in the first week of, like, major lockdown isolation, so all we could do was go for a walk.
Which is fair, and I mean, it may not have been the most romantic thing in the world, but it's something that you will never forget. And I reckon you could be nearly one of a kind there, getting proposed to that way.
I hope other women don't have to have this.
Yeah, how's the ring look? Did you have to get rid of a bit of smudge before you did it, or was there no poo in the bag?
There was no poo in the bag. Thank
Are you sure?
But you know what was awkward was the dog did do a poo. So, like, he proposed. We did, like, a kiss and everything, put the ring on, and it was like, so now I have to pick up the poo?
Not with the left hand, at least.
Hey, thanks so much for your time, AB. Let's open the phones up now, though, Herbs. How did you hide the ring? Because I reckon everyone's got a story on this. 13 12 16 is the number. Grant's in Maroochydore. How'd you do it, mate?
I'm actually an ex-smoker, so we went to the Eureka Skydeck to do it. And I hid it in my smoke packet.
Yes. That's up there with the dog poo bag, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did you have a smoke at any stage before proposing and thought that you might flick the ring out?
Yeah, I did actually. And then I had to go through a security booth and I actually had them all aware that I was coming up there. So my smoke packet actually had to stay in my pocket. So they didn't, yeah. The missus didn't see it.
A few variables that could have gone wrong here, Grant. Imagine imagine if the smoke packet fell out at the bottom. It does happen time to time.
Yeah, correct.
I love how gutsy you were. And did she say yes?
Yeah, absolutely she did, yeah. She's been pushing me for about 12 to 18 months now to do it.
How good.
So I finally got the courage to do it.
How long ago did you do it, mate?
It was done in August last year.
Good on you. Congratulations, mate. You got any plans on a wedding soon after this is all over?
Yeah, after this is all over, maybe a house first, and then we'll worry about getting married, yeah.
Perfect. I'm keen for a house first.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Now, breaking news last night. It was the number one trending thing on Twitter. Everyone was talking about it in the news. Albury City Council are hosting the Melbourne Storm in the city of Albury because of, obviously, the rugby league is kicking off. Training started on Monday.
May 28th,
on the Thursday night, is when rugby league will be back. So the Storm, to get out of this area because of the lockouts for the next week or so, are going to go train in Albury. And they thought they'd bring a bit of, you know, economy, support a local town that does have a lot of fans. Like, we have a lot of fans here in the Goulburn Valley of the Melbourne Storm as well. However, last night, the Albury City Council held a vote, and that was to allow the Melbourne Storm to train on their council-owned fields, and they decided to vote against it.
Well, this is unbelievable. The councillors voted 5-4. It's unbelievable. So one vote means that they cannot play and train at Grenfell Park.
Unbelievable. It would make sense if they had a reason.
Yeah.
But there is nothing that can stop them. They're tested. They can't bring corona into town. There's
no one
nothing.
Else is on the oval.
There's no negatives. Like, there is none.
Do you know what the problem is? They're nufties.
They're idiots.
Seriously, why would you give up this opportunity?
One of the greatest sporting teams in Australian history over the last 20 years, and you say no. How often do they get to come to a town like Albury? Well, you know what? What's their loss is our gain.
Exactly.
I right now, Herbs, am putting together a little spreadsheet of why I reckon they should come to here, right here in the GV instead. Why not to Shepparton?
I think, first off, we'll just say because we know we're greater.
Yeah, well, that's
that's not hard.
That's a given. We do have some of the greatest sporting facilities in regional Australia, up the north end there. Some of the football fields we'd had.
A lot of sporting greats have come out of here.
Well, yeah, that's true as well with your AFL. We had the Melbourne City have their pre-season games up here, so why can't the Storm chuck a couple of posts? They could train here for a week or two. First of all, we don't have a rugby league team here.
We don't.
We've got the Shepparton Bulls in the rugby union. No rugby league, so Melbourne Storm, we are adopting you.
And that means if anyone is a league fan, they'll just go for that one team because there's no other team to go for.
Exactly right.
More supporters.
A Cameron Smith cow.
Lovely.
So Tank Council, again, we've asked you for a bit this morning. Paint a Cameron Smith cow, get it endorsed, as if that won't create noise for our community.
Imagine that.
We'd be all over the news. I should be the head of tourism at Shep Council, I swear. They could go for their cold swims, their recovery in the river.
Perfect.
We've got the Goulburn River here.
And it's perfect cold temp at the moment.
Yeah, literally.
Don't expect warm.
I went for a swim the other day in Yarrawonga. My goodness, it is cooling down. But they could go up to Thompson's Beach in Cobram, go the 40-minute drive up. Cool off up there. Great spot. They could use cows for tackling practice. A few dairy cows about. Or sheep if they want. I don't care what they use. They could use whatever they want. I reckon our mayor, Seema Abdullah, I heard she's a massive rugby league fan.
Yes.
Never spoken to her about it. I'm just going to say that she is.
She would be. Especially if we could get the Storm here. I reckon she would be their number one fan, their biggest ticket holder.
Now, the Storm have come out and the Albury Tigers, the local team, have said, our council has said no. To using the council fields. You can come train at our club. So they're using private fields now. However, I have an idea. Mm-hmm. Let's try and convince them to come to Shep anyway, because we as a town will embrace them and the whole Goulburn Valley can get around them. What I thought we can do right now, Herb, and we've done it already in the last song, is to go to the Melbourne Storm Instagram page. Everyone listening right now, it's just Storm. All you have to do is type in Storm.
Easy.
S-T-O-R-M. Go to the last post that they've put up, which is 12 hours ago of them arriving in Albury. And what you need to do is do the hashtag Storm to Shep.
Which we love.
So it's S-T-O-R-M, the number two, and S-H-E-P-P. Chuck that up on Instagram. Let's flood. They've only got 54 comments on there now. I've just kicked it off from my Instagram. If you can do it from the Hit account and yours, hashtag Storm to Shep. Everyone, go to the last page.
Them.
Flood them.
On all their posts. Do it on all of them. Private message them. Let's just harass them so that they can't ignore us, and that they will be training here come next week. Because Albury, as you said, what's their loss? It's our gain.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Every morning I have a tea when I get to work. Normally more a herbal tea, say peppermint or green tea, but you'd like to have tea at night time.
Yeah, have a little peppermint tea before
peppermint
bed because it usually knocks me out. It's like taking a sleeping tablet.
Now, people are fans of like your English breakfast teas, more the teas that you add milk to. I know they're very common here in the Goulburn Valley. And for a lot of old and young people, my youngest brother, he smashes an English breakfast tea.
Really?
He loves them.
It's like an old soul.
Literally. I'd offer him a coffee when I was back home recently, and he said, no coffee for me. I'm a tea man, Nat. I'm a tea man.
I'm on the herbals.
Now, when I first tried tea, I used to love it, but it was only until I later tried tea that I realised why I loved it, because it was when I was at Grandma's house and I'd add around 11 sugars. And then when Mum made me one once because she said, do you like tea? And I said, of course I do. Made it, and it was disgusting.
Yeah, I remember being, as a kid in church, they used to have the free teas and stuff. Mm. And when the parents weren't looking, we used to do the same. We used to get the instant stuff, pour it in. Oh, at least 11. Like,
minimum.
Well, I think the goal was to try and make it all sugar, a dash of tea and a bit of hot water.
You turn it into your own Nesquik.
And the parents wondered why I was so naughty in the car on the way home.
Loved it. And there's been a debate that's broken out online overnight regarding tea. Now, it wouldn't surprise you that this has come from the UK, because they love their tea over there.
You'd argue that the UK are the home of the tea, like you said, because they but are they though? Because India, Dilma tea?
Which is true, but I mean, maybe they've got the queen of tea, which is the queen herself.
I think it's kind of like spaghetti. Like, you know, it started somewhere else but got bigger elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Started in India, England now have the title.
It's like we've claimed the pavlova.
There's a real science to tea, isn't there?
Now, what this argument is about is how they actually make tea. Because someone took to TikTok and posted a video of them making tea, and they put the water, then they added milk, and then they threw the tea bag in. And it has angered a lot of viewers.
Tea bag lasts. They sound like a rookie.
It doesn't even look right. And then they leave the tea bag in for a couple of seconds and take it out. So it is a very, very weak tea. And some of the comments are, this is painful to watch. This has upset me so much. How do you not know how to do this? Tea bag first, tea bag first. And so I thought it'd be interesting, because I just thought it was assumed that tea bags are always put in first. And then you can add, you know, the water. And then if you want, milk. But it'll be interesting to know if maybe we are similar to this TikTok user.
Well, yeah, it's funny you bring this up, because I am obviously like you, tea bag first, water afterwards, and I don't take the tea bag out because I like it nice and strong.
Yeah, mine's still floating in there.
Yeah, yours is sitting there right now. However, last night, Morgan, my roommate, because I was watching some Netflix, she poured it for me, and I hadn't got the tea bag out, so she wanted to make another cuppa, so she just poured the rest of the hot water into my cup. And then I put the, and then she went and made her own. And so then I had to put the tea bag in afterwards, just naturally, because it was like that.
Yeah.
She wouldn't normally do it like that, but it happened like that. And maybe that's why I had such a bad sleep, because everything went around.
You did have a bad sleep.
Everything's the wrong way. It didn't sit well with my brain.
Which I reckon it makes sense. Yeah. I mean, it's angered a lot of people online. Does it anger people here in the Goulburn Valley? We do have a poll up at our Instagram, at HitGV. You just simply can vote there. When making tea, do you put the tea bag first or water? I can let you know at the moment. There is some people out there who do put the water in first. There's votes for water.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Elon Musk, congratulations. He's had a baby with his partner, Grimes.
Oh, beautiful.
Now, Grimes is a singer.
Grimes is a singer. So Grimes is a Canadian musician. She's known for her incorporate elements of varied styles, including dream pop, didn't know that was a thing, R&B and electronic music.
Yeah, she's a bit out there. I have done some investigating into her in the past. Never listened to much of her music. This is one of her songs.
Do you know what? She's probably just a musician that she can sing, and then Elon's going, well, put some songs out, I can help you. I've got a lot of money. Well, don't worry about failing. I've got the money to back you.
He does DJ himself, so he's probably helped her.
Do you reckon they met that way?
Probably, yeah, doing a DJ set with Elon Musk. There's a story for your kids. But she has given birth to their first kid together, which is funny because I didn't realise this. It's his sixth kid.
He's popping him out.
He looks pretty young. How old's Elon Musk? Can you do a quick Google there?
That's
on your laptop? Maybe he's pushing 50, because he looks great for his age if he has six kids, unless he popped him out from the age of 18 or something.
Well, she's only 32, so I wouldn't know if all the kids are...
Because I would
with Grimes, but he's 48.
Wow. So he looks older, said he's around the 40 mark.
So he's actually, he's had two other partners. So he's had Tallulah Riley and Justine Musk. So he's had kids with previous people, because Grimes is young to have six at 32.
I was going
to
say, no, this is their first as a couple. Okay. Now, he's gone to Twitter and someone said, any update on the kid? And he responds a lot on Twitter. Like, he's very
active. He loves
it.
Well, you spoke about it the other day. He lost a lot of billions of dollars because he went on Twitter and tweeted.
Ended up losing $13 billion, saying, I think the shares for Tesla are too high. So everyone pulled out and he lost $13 billion. He's worth 38, so he didn't care too much. Mm-hmm. But I want to talk about his kid's name because my name's Josiah. Obviously, it's very hard to say. My whole life, people get it wrong. I feel a bit sorry for his kid's name. I'm going to hand you my piece of paper here and get you to pronounce what Grimes and Elon Musk decided to call their kid. It's the one I've highlighted there. Tell the Golden Valley what it is.
Oh, what a pretty name. So it's a baby boy. The name is XAEA12 Musk. Now, I could have pronounced that wrong because the X is by itself. The next AE are conjoined. Then there's an A by itself, dash 12, Musk.
Are you allowed numbers in your name? In well, America, you could probably
it's like a
do
number
anything.
Plate.
Literally. I don't know if there is a pronunciation. He's either taking the P-I-S-S here or there is some sort of pronunciation. X space A-E, but the A and the E are like one weird letter, so that must be from some other language, space A to 12. Musk.
It just makes no sense. I mean, what are you doing there?
I love it. I reckon he's cooked. It actually makes me feel so much better about myself having the name Josiah every time someone gets it wrong. No dramas at all, because I could be worse.
Because you've got letters.
I could be Elon Musk's kid.
People have tried to work out what it means. X, some have suggested X could come from SpaceX, his rocket company.
Oh, yeah.
AE, the AE could be Grimes' song called 4AM. AME, After Earth.
Right.
A-12, the Lockheed A-12 was built for the CIA.
And then Musk is obviously his surname.
Yeah. Do you know what? If that's what the name... kid, the poor kid. I mean, he lost millions of dollars for his company this week and now he's lost a lot of pain.
It's like Chris Martin, Gwyneth Paltrow. Like, it's Apple. Great that you want to call your kid something different, but when you go with Apple, like, we get that you're doing it because you're being trendy and cool, but the kid has to grow up with the name Apple
and
now.
And the poor teachers, they're going to struggle. Every teacher, every year, is going to go, I don't know how to say this kid's name.
You imagine having to kick Apple out of class. It'd do your head in.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
A lot of people do attempt to try and break world records. I've always thought it'd be something fun for you and I to do, to try and break a world record for the show.
It's always good to have your name in the books, isn't
it? Yeah, I loved reading the Guinness World Record books for years and years. I reckon even if you put one in front of me now, you get so amazed by some of the world records out there. And they're very official, so you may do one at home, but you need to have it lodged, you need to have it filmed, you need to have a professional Guinness World Record official person actually look at it.
Yeah, which is annoying because I wanted to set the Guinness World Record here in the GV for most amount of man buns in the room at the one time. Mm-hmm. So every dude out there with long hair like me, we all get together, have a few drinks, get a photo and set a Guinness World Record. Fortunately, you have to pay for the person to fly out from Ireland or wherever they're from and be an officiator. It ends up costing about 18K all up.
And I think around here I don't see many man buns. You're very... rock your Sydney look here in the Golden Valley.
Well, that's the thing, though, is there's a few out there, but even if we had two people and no more, we still would have said
it. Oh, wow.
There is no record.
Oh!
Yeah.
Well, potentially a record we could break later down the track, but I've come across one where I think if you held this title, you wouldn't be happy, and it's one that you would never want to achieve either. It's not something that you'd put down in your goals at the start of the year. And it's all to do without being in the... nicest way to say, constipated.
We've been talking about that sort of stuff a lot this morning.
I know, but this one, it takes the cake. It really does.
Don't mention cake and skin.
I want
to
direct everyone to go to our Instagram, including yourself, Josiah, at HitGV, because there is a poor lizard who has taken out the world record of being the most constipated living known thing with 80% of its body mass filled with feces, and there is a picture of an x-ray of the lizard at our Instagram right now and a story.
Let me have a look. I don't think it's uploaded just yet, but I feel for the poor lizard, because if anyone knows what it's like to have that sensation, you know that it's not the most comfortable thing, but to have 80% of your body, that's taking it to a whole new level. Oh, no way.
Yes way.
I'm just looking at it now. That looks like... you know when you see one of those boa constrictors in Brazil eat a human body, mm-hmm. and they open their mouth and you see the human body sitting inside it? That looks like there's something else inside the lizard.
It's a curly-tailed lizard, and it's broken the record. The previous held record was by a Burmese python, similar, but this is 6 times greater than the record that it was. It's 80% of its body. If you were to draw it, you'd have the head, a massive round circle, and then a tiny tail at the end. Now, this curly-tailed lizard is native to the Bahamas and the Cayman Islands and Cuba, and the poor thing has just been eating so much that now it can't actually pass what's inside of the lizard, and so it's been really sick. But they've managed to help the poor lizard. They've taken a scan and gone, this is unbelievable. And it turns out it's not alone. This breed, they're known for not passing daily, and so when they do pass quite a big nugget.
Two things, right? First of all, poor lizard. I'll say three things. Also, who has the time to investigate who has the largest constipation in the world? Like, and also, that's my third point is, I can't get an officiator out here to judge the most amount of man buns in a room, yet they have the time to investigate lizards and see who's got the biggest nugget brewing and who can't push it out. What is wrong with our world?
I don't know if this says a lot about me, but I'm way more interested in finding the world record for the most constipated living animal than man buns. In a room.
What's wrong with my man bun?
It just doesn't beat poo.
You could argue the two are pretty similar, couldn't you?
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
There is a woman in Kentucky, is that how you say it? Kentucky, the home of fried chicken, that has gone viral for all the wrong reasons. Everyone's having a laugh at her. It's gone nuts on TikTok.
You would have seen it if you've been on social media in the last 24 hours because it's to do with her face mask, which a lot of people are wearing at the moment. We actually are the home of face masks in Australia because they are being made in Medcon in Lemnos, which is incredible that we get to have that honour of making. But I know for a fact they're not making these masks.
Definitely not. Shout out to the CEO, Steve. We did have him on the show. Yeah. You can listen to that. Search Josiah and Herbie in the podcast store right now. And Steve, if you are listening, mate, don't get ideas from this because she's walked into a gas station. These boys were filming because they couldn't believe it. I'll play the audio first and then I'll reveal what happened. This is what happened when she walked in.
Hello. How you doing?
Pretty good. I need 10 on pump one, please.
Where'd you get that mask from?
Well, since we have to wear them and it makes it harder to breathe, this makes it a lot easier to breathe.
Cutting it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll do that too. Okay. Thanks for the advice. Appreciate you.
She had a hole in her mask.
So she has cut a hole right where her mouth is. So it still covers her mouth in terms of it's wrapped around her ears, but where her actual mouth is, there is a hole so she can breathe.
She's cut a hole in the mask. Like, what is the point? Like, does she not look at herself in the mirror and go, you know what? This is not doing a thing.
It just makes me think if she actually is using it to protect herself from corona, or is it a fashion accessory?
It's fashion, because what else? But she doesn't look like a fashionable lady. That's the funny thing.
But so maybe she's starting a new trend.
The hole in the masks.
I mean, first we saw that baby names was the trend coming out of this pandemic with people calling them Rona and Corona. Maybe now it is just turning a face mask into an accessory.
Are you suggesting so even after when corona passes, right, and no one needs masks, people are going to miss the mask, so they'll get one, yes, cut a hole in it just so it looks cool.
And wear them around. Maybe you'll start wearing them as earrings.
Yeah, little ones.
What's next? I don't know.
I'd just love to get inside this lady's brain when she's cutting the hole in it, go, ah, I can breathe again.
Finally.
Well, you're not
why
meant
have
to.
I got corona?
Can't figure out why.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
I do want to talk about a story right now, though, Herbs. This is unbelievable when I read this. So there's a footballer who plays in the German league for Schalke. I think that's how you pronounce the team's name. They're quite a large club over there. His name is, I shouldn't even try pronouncing it, Hayanak Kamba.
I think okay.
I'll go with Kamba for the sake of the radio. He's from Congo.
Okay.
Now, he unfortunately died 4 years ago in a car crash in his native home country of Congo. Very sad news. It was all over the news because he's one of their best footballers.
Wow.
Up until yesterday, he's magically reappeared.
No.
I'm telling you right now. He's been found alive and well. He's just been hiding.
So wait, he faked his own death?
Yeah, literally. There was a car crash. He's done something. He thinks he's in Money Heist or some movie or Netflix series and he's hid.
Do you reckon because he was such a professional athlete that maybe a contract wasn't going his way, he didn't want to do the trade that was going to happen, and he just thought, nah, it's better off to just not be alive?
Well, this is what makes it even crazy. You're kind of on the money. The prosecutor has now launched a case, an investigation against his ex-wife.
No.
Because when he died, she collected a six-figure life insurance payment.
I've heard of these. There are some great podcasts on these kind of stories.
What doesn't make sense, though, is if he was in on it and he would have got a bit of that coin, surely playing in the top-level German league, he would have been on more money than six figures.
Some people are greedy. Some people are greedy that they'll fake their own.
Unless this is what it could happen, he's been kidnapped by, maybe he wasn't sending her any money because she's the ex-wife.
She set it up. She's behind it all.
She's paid some dodgy guys to go and kidnap him. He's been kidnapped for 4 years or something. She's claimed the death insurance money, split it with the mafia over there, whoever kidnapped him, and that's it because he didn't give her some of his football money.
Lesson here, don't get married.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
I'd like to say that you want everyone's help now, but I also don't want that because I don't want this to happen.
So yesterday on the show, just after 7 o'clock, I brought up a video that you posted to your Instagram. Now, you are dancing to Christina Aguilera's Candyman.
Yeah,
I do have the song somewhere here, which I will find in a second, as our computer still loads because it's the slowest thing in the world. But it was you naked and you've got some form of artwork in Bali over your body?
Yes. I mean, you make it sound worse than what it is. You really do. You exaggerate it. You put a lot of mayo on this story. So I was in Bali last year with my girlfriends, walked into the villa, on the wall was hanging this massive sort of, the best way to describe it is it looks like a huge fan, a straw fan. And I thought, wowee, we can do something with that. So I attached one to cover the front and one to cover the back. And then I told the girls to get around the pool and I came out singing to Candyman. And did a little dance. It was a bit of fun. It was girls on trip, you know? Girls on vacay.
I'll be honest, it's soft porn.
That's not.
It's soft porn.
It's not. I've seen the girls that you're on your Instagram feed, and that's probably harsher.
Same thing, soft porn. the difference is you're moving, so you literally see everything. But
no, you don't see everything. If you saw things, you couldn't put it up on social media.
Well, that's the same with all the other girls on there as well. Basically, Instagram is a soft porn page these days. But what I thought is, let's throw that up on the Hit GV Instagram page, and you said no.
I said no, it's on my own. I said work doesn't need to have it.
And we came to a bargain, let's be honest, and we debated back and forth, and I said, if we get our Hit GV Instagram followers up to 5,000, mm-hmm. will you give me permission to post the video? We're at 4918. We didn't quite hit 5 yesterday, but I'm not going to stop because, you know, it's only a Wednesday, and why stop now?
24 hours, I guess.
It could happen before the end of the show. It could happen on Friday. It could happen tomorrow, but I don't really want to talk about it for too long. So, Goulburn Valley, this is where we do need your help to kick off the show today. Hit GV on Instagram. We mention it a lot, but all you do is have to go there and hit tap now. We only need 82 followers.
Normally I would say that's a hard target to get to, 82. Say if it was yourself or me trying to get this for our own personal accounts. But knowing the reach we have broadcasting, it does worry me that this could happen.
5,000 is the number we need to reach. 82, and Herbie, we will post a video of her naked on our Instagram.
It's not that.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Mother's Day, it's on this Sunday. I finally had the chat with my brothers yesterday and said, boys, what are we doing? And they are useless.
So do you do the group chat and we all chuck $10 in and buy mum a present? Is that how it works?
We organise a group present of such. And when I left, because I used to obviously live at home with them, and when I first moved to Sydney, I bought mum a Pandora bracelet and said, boys, I've made it so easy for you. All you have to do is go to Pandora and get a charm. It's so easy. Like any kind of gift you need to do, if you don't have one, do that. And still, they fail.
Yeah, it's because we're boys, though. It's the same thing. I say to my sisters, you buy whatever. I don't care what we buy, mum. Just tell me what I owe you, and then I'll still pay them less.
We do want to celebrate mums this week, though. So we have been asking for mums to call up or for even yourself to dob yourself in about the gift you gave. We're on the hunt for the best, worst presents because we know we all try when it comes to Mother's Day, but sometimes, yeah, you just don't hit the spot.
And mums, you know you love your kids, but we're asking you to be a bit honest. No matter how thoughtful the present was, it might have been amazing to the kid, but in the back of your mind, you're like, this is terrible.
Now, yesterday on the show, you shared the story of the gift you gave your mum after going to Cancun when you were 22, and you bought her a starfish weird statue back is the best way to describe it. You can see it at Hit GV right now.
I like my present. However, mum and dad said they've been sympathetically leaving it up on display. However, after revealing to me that mum hates it. I reckon that might get taken down from their house now.
And it did remind me of when I'd gone overseas and thought I bought mum a sensational gift and she wasn't happy with it. So I went to Vietnam when I was in year 10 and we were at a market there and I thought, you beauty, mum's going to love these. And I still to this day think they are a great gift. But when I got back, I remember her just saying, this is terrible now. Like, I can't believe, A, that we helped fund your trip to go over there and you've brought me back this. So I bought mum some salad spoons, like, you know, to toss a salad.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're made out of coconut.
That's awesome.
Isn't it? How ungrateful is my mum?
Yeah, tell her to lower her standards. Seriously.
If you think about the money she would have put in for me to get to Vietnam and to get salad spoons, I guess I can see the understanding now to that. But, you know, I'd still give them those a gift.
It's better than I went when I was 15 over to England and Italy for a football trip and played soccer over there. And when I came back after a month over there, which my parents fully funded and had a few fundraisers with all the family.
Lots of bake sales.
As a bloke, I brought back nothing. Should have seen their reactions. They still hold a grudge. So you've done one better than me.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
We're in the middle of our favourite game. Say that about every game, heads or tails.
It's a good game because this one's a very simple game. 50-50 chance of winning. You guessed correctly before, which is rare for you. So we want to see if you can go two from two. Who are you going now, heads or tails?
I said heads before. I'm going to say heads again.
Hey, Siri, heads or tails?
It's tails.
Oh.
Should have stuffed while you're ahead.
I shouldn't have played.
But that's fine. We can let our listeners play instead.
Let's go to Nashawn in Shepparton. Heads or tails, Nashawn?
We'll go heads.
Now, before we ask Siri, what made you make that decision?
I'm not sure. I'm just guessing.
Just feeling the heads. See, I'm more a tails kind of girl.
I don't know. I normally always go heads.
There's a lot of science to this, isn't there?
No, there is.
All right, Nashawn, here we go. Hey, Siri, heads or tails?
Tails.
Oh. Yeah, we needed a bit more science.
Yeah, you should have thought about it a bit harder.
That's all right. Thanks, guys.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.